Well, the Iowa caucus happened just a few days ago, and there was vote fraud, rampant vote fraud, on both sides, not just on the Republican side, but also with Clinton stealing the election from Sanders. Now, I'm no big fan of Bernie Sanders, but the establishment backs Clinton. On the Republican side, you had Rubio come in a surprisingly strong third place, just behind Trump. Polling indicated just before the caucus that Rubio would have been a distant third, trailing by double digits in the socially conservative state of Iowa, basically an afterthought behind the two top candidates, Trump and Cruz. And Trump was ahead. He was ahead by about 5 points ahead of Cruz. Now, the Republican establishment does not want Trump to be the nominee. They're more scared of him than they are Cruz, because, you see, he has enough money where they can't buy him off. Now, I'm not saying Trump is perfect, far from it, but anybody they can't completely control, they fear. And they didn't want Trump to win Iowa, because then he probably would have run the table on all the primaries and caucuses to follow. So, by having Cruz win, then they can throw a monkey wrench in Trump's plans. And by helping Rubio come in a strong third just behind Trump, they also have their establishment candidate waiting in the wings, because they don't want Cruz either. Now, Microsoft was responsible for counting the votes. Now, Microsoft is one of Rubio's biggest backers. They work for the establishment, run by Bill Gates, a big globalist, pushing vaccines and all the rest of it. They want their establishment guy in. So this all fits into the plan. And this is nothing new. But what I'm surprised to see is how quickly people forget about it. How they just move on to the next story. And the candidates who are the victims of the vote fraud, whether it's Sanders or whether it's Trump or whether it's anyone else, they always seem to just move on. They just seem to forget about it. Just like in 2012, when obviously the election for Obama was stolen from Romney. Not that Romney was a great candidate, but it was clear in counties all across America, people reported they would vote for Romney and it would come up as Obama. And there were counties where hundreds of thousands of people voted and not one person voted for Romney, even after people came forward and say they did. But the results were never called into serious question, including by Romney. Now, he was probably a shill to take the fall to help Obama get reelected. They either pay these guys off or they scare them into just accepting the results, one way or another. And I think they're afraid that if they push Trump into a corner, that they won't be able to do either, and that he will expose what they're up to. They feel like they can't control him. Like I said, not that he's a saint, but they just feel like they can't control him. And the media, they might mention it briefly the day after the election, but then they just move on to the next story. It's like it never happened. And since most Americans' attention spans are so short, they basically forget about it too. Oh, the Zika virus, mosquitoes. It's terrible. It's all. What are we going to do about it? You see, the next hype, the next propaganda, they just keep cranking it out day after day, year after year, and people completely forget about the blatant vote fraud, about how their future, their economy, their voting, their nation is controlled by these criminals who steal elections. And if the people don't have a voice, if the people cannot vote for the people they want to, if they do vote for the people they want to and the results are tainted, then you don't have a democracy. You don't have a free country. It's all an illusion. And they do it through covert manipulation. They're not blatant. You know, the blatant kind of dictatorship and control over people, that went out with Nazi Germany. They don't do that anymore. They do it with the soft voice. Seduction. The top-level mind control that's coming down is seduction. They have more people than ever dependent on the government, whether it's food stamps, whether it's SSI, whether it's subsidized housing. They got people coming in from all over the world that are completely unfamiliar with the way of life in America and what made America a strong country. And they want to keep the population under control. And that's how they do it. And they can run up the national debt sky high. Someday the House of Cards will all come crashing down. hard to say when. We can't just move on from this. We have to say, wait a minute, that election was stolen, that Iowa caucus was rigged, the 2012 election was stolen. Because if people are denied a fair vote, eventually there will be a revolution. Where peaceful revolution is made impossible, then violent revolution is inevitable. I believe JFK said that. And it couldn't be more true than today. They can't control a landslide. If it's 80-20 or 70-30 in favor of the non-establishment candidate, they can't rig it that much. It would be too obvious, and there would be too much outcry. But if it's close, you can be sure they're going to try. This is supposed to be one nation under God, not one nation under manipulative tyrants. And they're basically trying to pay people off with these subsidies. The clock is ticking on the economy, and the time is running short. When you see clouds in the west, you know that there's going to be a shower. When you see these things happening, you can see what is coming.